Whosoever departs from thy neighbourhood without any doubt, is it deep again?
Yeah.
Thief will become his neighbour. And if without thee he go on a far journey, the wicked thief is his fellow traveller and table companion. And if he mount a noble horse, he is envious of the moon, the thief sits behind him. And if his shardas be got with child by him, the thief is his partner in beginning it. O thou that blowest, God has said in the Quran, share with them in their wealth and children.
Okay, in those verses, he started to say this example, then another one, then another one, then another one. Why? To repeat the word of div here, upside down, the opposite. So, one by one, first, whoever is not your neighbor, he's the neighbor of the div. Whoever goes to travel without you, he's traveling with the div. Even a baby comes out, this is the baby of the div. That's what it is. If you're in the prison of reality, you are opposite of the human being that we are talking about. Because over there, your spirit, your deeds and your saying and everything should be the same, honest. Here in animal life, cheating, lying and pretending and all of that is here. Yes?
The Prophet from the unseen explained this clearly in his marvelous discourses with Ali. O Prophet of Allah, thou hast displayed thy prophetic mission completely, like the cloudless sun. 200 mothers never did this which thou hast done. Jesus by his spells never did to Azar. Lo, through thee my soul hath been delivered from death. If Azar was revived by that breath, yet he died again.
Okay, all of this in a very exaggerated way of literature. He explained something that, oh, you prophet who changed me, you did something even better than what they say Jesus did, who bring that dead fellow alive. Why? Because, okay, Jesus brought them back. Then what happened? He lived a little bit. Then he died. He said, but the life you gave me is not going to die in me, because I could pass it. This is how it works. It doesn't die with me. That's the difference. Yes?
The Arab became the Prophet's guest that night. He drank half the milk of a single goat and closed his lips. He urged him to drink the milk and eat the scones. By God, said he, in all sincerity, I have eaten my fill. This is not hypocrisy or affectation and artifice. I have become fuller than I was yesternight.
Aha, okay. This is something that it will come that, okay, all the people of the house were left in astonishment. Yes, because suddenly this guy ate a little bit and he said, that's enough. I said, no, come on. He said, no, honest to God, I am more satisfied now than last time here. That is the point, that now satisfaction is really there. Because why do you eat? Yet the animal eats to live. But you choose the taste of this and that, having a glass of wine before that. What are all this? The pleasure, right? He said, the thing that will change is that pleasure. Because that physical eating will be satisfied after 3 or 4 bites. Period. The satisfaction is not there, therefore you eat a lot. Here he said, no, honest. This is what it is. With this little bit that I had, I'm more satisfied than the last time. Therefore, yes, everybody is surprised that, oh, what's happening? This was the guy who was the big eater. Now look at him. Yes.
All the people of the house were left in astonishment. This lamp had been filled by this one drop of oil. Mm-hmm. And that what is a swift's food should become the filling, the belly.
Yeah, here is playing with the word. Do you remember that the story of a group of people with a lot of elephant? They came to ruin the Mecca. Some little birds came, and each of them was dropping a piece of a stone, and somehow they kicked out all of this elephant army and all that stuff. It's a piece in Quran. Here he will use it to give you exactly the same explanation, because over there you are surprised that, okay, here they are coming with the big elephant, and over there are little birds, invisible birds, will drop a little bit of stone, but they will succeed. That story is here. Here he will say, oh yeah, the little stuff, which is the food of that little bird, suddenly here is satisfying this big elephant who is sitting here. Yes.
Whispering arose amongst the men and women, that man who has the body of an elephant eats as little as a fly. The greed and vanity of unbelief was overthrown. The dragon was satisfied with the food of an ant. Mm-hmm. The beggar-like greediness of unbelief departed from him.
Beggar-like greeting means what? It doesn't make sense in English, does it? Because in Persian language it is something that you will talk and everybody will understand that, this fellow is, I hunger. You cannot say it in English. Or with blood I hunger. In Persian is kur çeşme, gida çeşme, sorry. Gida means the beggar, yes. Gida çeşme means having the vision of a beggar. That's what gida çeşme is. Gida çeşme is some is not some fellow who doesn't have had enough to eat. Is a fellow who is not mentally satisfied with having a little bit. He wants to have more and more and more. They say, this fellow is not a poor fellow who is begging for something to have. He is mentally a beggar. Therefore, no matter how much he has, he begs for more. Yes?
The sweet food of the faith made him stout and strong. He who was quivering from ravenous hunger beheld like Mary the fruit of paradise. Mm. The fruit of paradise sped to his body. His hell-like belly gained repose.
This is the magic. We remember, the Eve is over there, and there is that fruit, the apple of knowledge, and when he got the apple, everything changed, right? Here he's talking about that apple, and we say, that apple was given to his physical existence, and his moral has changed, because that's the real outcome of knowledge. What is knowledge? What was given to Eve that was not in the animals before Eve? Is not knowledge about eating and reproducing and being in herd and all that animal life? Is not, because they have it. It's something else. Which, he said, one bite of that will change everything. Will change what? Will change the thinking system. Now, suddenly, we realize that it's not only the animal. We think we understand what their spirituality is. This is what that fruit of the paradise is.
Yeah. In the Bible, in Genesis, it talks about the knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah. That's, yes, exactly.
The essence of the faith is a mighty blessing and exceedingly delicious food. O thou who art content with naught as a faith but the profession.
Yeah, means that, oh, it's a lovely, beautiful state of being what we're talking about. Having that belief, being comfortable and that stuff. And this is not easy for you to understand, because you just talk about it. It's not just talking about it. It should be talking, and all your deeds should be like this. If you're satisfied with just talking good, you are not the person that we are talking about. The person that we are talking about, talking and deeds go together, so both should change. Yes.
Explaining that the light, which is the food of the spirit, becomes the food of the sense body, so that it also becomes friendly with the spirit. My Satan have accepted Islam at my hands. Although that is the food of the spirit and the sight, the body too partakes of it, O son. If the devilish body had not become fond of eating it, the prophet would not have said, the devil accepted his love. How should the devil become a Muslim until it drinketh the sweet food by which the dead is made living? The devil is passionately in love with the world, blind and deaf. Love, no doubt, may be cut off by another love.
Okay, now the comparison. He said, okay, what we're talking about here in our story, we're talking about the food, means physical eating. Said, okay, it's not only this physical eating, it will change your vision, because your vision comes from what? Your vision is based on the information and knowledge you get. Said, okay, this food of knowledge we're talking about is the food of that one. Because even the devil could be Muslim. This is what Prophet said. Here we are talking about the brain and the heart, right? This is the devil. He said, even the devil will change. Because let's look at this devil. Here he talks about the devil, then he goes to Div. He goes back and forth again, that opposite fellow. I will say that devil could become a Muslim. How? That devil is in love with the existence. Is there a way to break this love? I said, yes, another love. That spiritual love will break the physical love of the opposite one, yes?
When it tastes the wine from the cellar of clairvoyance, little by little, it will transfer its love thither.
All this process goes like this, that we get a little bit of information. But with that little bit of information, we start to dig and dig and dig and get again and again and again. This is how we became like this. Generation by generation we're doing it. Little by little. Because this is what it is. That secretive part, which is the belief. The other part, beyond the logic, right? Is that if you taste it, you cannot give it up. That's the attraction of the goodness for a human being. When you do something good, suddenly you taste something and you cannot give it up. You want to do it again and again and again. This is how we grow up practically. Yes?
So is clairvoyance a good translation?
Pardon me?
Is clairvoyance a good translation of the Farsi?
I don't know.